are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and that was Bernard and Matthias. And I want to say thank you for them coming. We lost our signal, so we'll catch up with them again later. But we are following along, and we are looking at how Tom Palladino's amazing scalar technology is helping people all around the world. And we just heard Bernard tell his story of having HIV and having it completely gone out of his system after applying this. And he had terrific migraines and fevers and many other things. And now those things are all gone. And so I'd like to introduce my next guest, and her name is Courtney. Welcome, Courtney.
Hi, Winifred. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
I wanted to share with people your incredible story of courage through having had the herpes virus or viruses in your system and what that's been like for you, because we're going to be following along your story of healing and using and applying the scalar technology to your system. So first off, let's share with people what happened to you and the degree to which you've suffered with herpes. Talk to us about what actually took place in your system.
Wow. I mean, where to even start?
How long have you had the herpes virus in your system that you know of before you had tremendous symptoms? How long did you know you had it in your system?
I've probably had it for 14 years.
But it was never as bad as it was more recently. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So I had contracted type 2 simplex. But from the time, looking back, from the time that I did get that, I think it activated many of the other herpes viruses in my body at the same time.
That may have been latent in a sense, right?
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, many people get all sorts of viruses from the time they're young. They get the chickenpox, they get the measles, they get all sorts of things, cytomegalovirus, and then they kind of go dormant. But looking back, when I first got the type 2, all the symptoms that I started getting, I had many activated in my symptom or in my system. So I would have, when I first got that, tingles all down the side of my face. It would go like freezing cold. That's in my face. I would have, you know, tinglies in my back, tinglies down my legs, blisters on the bottom of my feet. And as things got worse and I had it over the years, especially at the time, I didn't really know much about it. I would just kind of stay on a suppressive therapy and try to deal with it that way. I would stay on, you know, 800 milligrams of acyclovir. But eventually that became a point where it wasn't enough. And I would have a hard time standing on my legs. And I would go through every couple years having like extreme kind of flare-ups like that, where I'd kind of go see a naturopath and then kind of get knocked down again. And then I could kind of continue on with my 800 milligrams of acyclovir. But yeah, the symptoms were crazy. I had a hard time walking upstairs at a certain point. I couldn't stand on my legs to brush my teeth at times because they were so weak. Like, the nerves in my spine and my lower back were so bad. I remember like leaning on the bathroom counter, trying to brush my teeth, just, you know what I mean? Cause the viruses were just so at such a heightened time in my body. And so cut to a few years ago when things really just got bad. It was after a couple food poisonings I'd have.
Interesting that would trigger it, right? That would
kind
of send it over the edge.
But yeah, and that's when I started having gut issues. Mm-hmm. I started having all these food intolerances and food allergies, and they traced it back to the food poisonings and hence all the gut bacteria that I had. But that's when it was just out of control. I remember going to a doctor and he was like, this is before I had blood tests done. So this is a naturopath that I went to. And he had said, you have so many viruses in your body, how you don't have multiple sclerosis, you know, diagnosis and in a wheelchair at this point is beyond me. Well, I went to get my blood done after he told me that. And oh my God, I was astounded by all the viruses I had, and to like the nth degree. So I had HHV, I had cytomegalovirus, I had zoster, I had simplex, I had parvovirus. I mean, dogs get parvovirus, you know? Right. It was crazy. And so every time I would eat something, it would flare up my whole spine. Again, I was starting to have problems with my legs. I would get this thing where it would like wrap around my whole waistband. I would feel at times that my brain got stunned. It would like get tingly so far up my spine so quickly that my brain would like freeze almost. Mm-hmm. It was hard to explain to people. I mean, the symptoms were just, it was nonstop, just consistently all the time. And it becomes really depressing at that point because you're chasing symptoms. You don't understand what's going on. And for me, it was really food-based, it seemed, because my guts got so out of whack.
Yeah, you're being a bit tortured all day long from the inside out.
Oh, all day long. Yes,
and
all day long.
You had no choice in when it might flare up, and you were following symptoms, I know, of what the triggers were, but that can drive you insane because there can be any number of triggers simultaneously.
Yes.
To bring things on and to what degree it'll bring it on and where you'll be at that moment and how you can handle life. So talk about how you did handle life. What did you do during this time frame?
Well, I did see a handful of naturopath doctors. Unfortunately, the conventional doctors at this point they were of no help at all. It was like, oh, here, you know, let's give you something to calm your nerves down. And I'm like, oh no, this is not that. These are like active viruses in my body all day long. So I went the naturopath road, and every doctor I saw kind of gave me like, oh, well, you know, you've got candida. Oh, you're heavy in mold. Oh, you're heavy in this. And it was so overwhelming, but come to find out I had all of it. Like I had it all. So I slowly had to go through and like detox and tackle like one thing at a time. And I had bacteria and SIBO. I mean, when you go and get a SIBO test done, you blow into a little breath thing, and anything over 12, you have methane SIBO. I was blowing at 100.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was everything. And I had to slowly tackle the mold, the candida, the bacteria, and the viruses. And I was trying to eat for everything. Like, so there's a different candida diet. There's a different SIBO diet. There's a different. So I slowly had to go at it, like little bit by little bit. And eventually, and also as I tackle each one, my viruses would flare up more, because when you tackle certain things, the inflammation also flares up in your body.
Right.
So,
and there's a pushback by the bugs themselves.
Absolutely.
So you get die off, and you get also a flare of no, no, no.
The brain fog I had at some points were so bad. I remember, and every once in a while I do it because yes, I have a sweet tooth, and when you're killing bugs, they want it to. So long story short, I remember a couple times eating pancakes and being completely confused. After I didn't know where I was.
It was not living at you, but that's a funny experience to have with pancakes. But the truth is, it's that subtle and it's that overt all in one, right?
Yes, right. It sounds crazy, but I would literally like my brain would just get stunned, and it was overwhelming, and my liver got overwhelmed. I started getting chemical sensitivities. I'm a girly girl. I couldn't get my nails done anymore because my whole spine would flare up. Again, my liver wouldn't filter out any more toxins. There was just so much toxins from virus, this virus and that bacteria. And it was just, it wouldn't filter anymore.
And what did you do at that point?
Oh, God, I pretty much just resorted to my apartment for a while, to be honest with you. I didn't put makeup on. I didn't do anything. I started eating insanely clean foods for, I mean, I've always been healthy, but this is another level of healthy. I actually remember reading one time a girl who had had chemical sensitivities, and they were saying, oh, you know, you need to start skin brushing. I thought, oh my God, if I ever get to skin brushing, I've really just gone off the deep end. Well, the next thing you know, I'm skin brushing. You know what I mean? Like, I bought an infrared sauna. I'd be sitting in my apartment just in this infrared sauna with my head poking out the top. You know, like, I had to do everything. Everything that you could imagine, it was gone wrong. It went wrong in my body. It was just misfiring every which way. So.
And how did you mentally make it through that?
Day at a time. Actually, that's a lie. Sometimes it was an hour at a time. I meditated. I talked to a handful of people that I, you know, I always say my team up above. That was, you know, several times a day, but it really was, it took over my life for a while. I had to literally put Humpty Dumpty back together again, one piece at a time.
And what have you learned in this process so far?
Ooh, my will to live.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
For sure. That was because there were times I didn't know I was going to make it because trying to function was just such, it seemed impossible at times, but I knew that it wasn't my time. So that wasn't an option. And I just had to, like I said, it was an hour at a time.
Did your weight fluctuate during this time?
Oh God. Yeah. So my adult weight has always been around 120, 120, 122. And at the peak of this, I went down to 99 pounds. I have a photo of that. It's shocking.
Yeah.
I had to get, I also had breast implants for 20 years plus. And that was something else that my body was fighting from the minute that they were in, you know, put in me, which you didn't realize. Just a little side note here for implants. Anybody who gets them in, like if you have a healthy immune system, you pretty much can say that you're going to lose 25% of your immune system because your body will immediately start going to fight the foreign object. And if you're healthy, a lot of people will never notice it. But if there's other things going on, oh my God, I tell you, the second I got those implants out, they came out perfectly intact. They were not moldy. They were not anything. But my body stopped fighting that foreign object. And I immediately got used to my legs back. Like
amazing.
That night.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More with Courtney. And you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. We've got much more.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Can you truly expand your possibilities beyond what your normal capabilities are? It's very possible when you can know more, do more, and be more. Tune in each week to Shift Happens with host Karin Weary and co-hosts Ida Serena Lee and Jessica Durrell. The world is waiting for you to show off your unique gifts. It starts with healing yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Once the scars of our past are gone, we can truly begin to shine. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sometimes it just seems that nobody understands. There's one individual who can help. If you're living with somebody who faces challenges such as autism, Asperger's, or other exceptional needs, you'll want to tune into Solutions and Strategies with Dr. Sean, Living the Challenge. Together, we'll uncover a variety of solutions to the challenges faced by individuals, their families, and teachers. Listen live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm here with Courtney today. And we are showcasing the study I'm doing with Tom Palladino. And Tom Palladino is the scientist that's using scalar technology. And his divine mission, really, is to help eradicate virus on Earth. And God bless him. If he succeeds in this in the next few years, it's really as simple as taking a photo and applying the light technology to the photo of the individual, which transfers and breaks up the viruses and the pathogens in the body. So we're doing this series to prove that and showcase these case histories and how that may actually be working for people. So we've been speaking with Bernard, who had HIV, and he no longer has it by blood test. We're now speaking with Courtney, and Courtney was sharing her incredible story of how the herpes virus and other viruses mounted upon her. And when we went to break, she was talking about taking her implants out and how her immune system had been so gravely affected by them. So this show isn't necessarily about implants or not, but it's about the immune system and how the immune system is compromised over time by different things. So Courtney, when you got the implants out and you realized your energy came back, did it sustain after that? Did you have a real leg up ongoing?
Oh my God, absolutely, hands down. I mean, even the color of my face came back. And it was one of those things too that happened so quickly. I thought, oh, did this really just happen? But it, yeah. I mean, I never had an issue with my legs again after that. That was amazing.
That is amazing. Utterly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you had some dental things in there too.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit, because people don't realize the degree to which dental can affect a system, and it is so powerful.
So, yes, I had, and this is funny because I was working with you at this time, and I hadn't mentioned it, and my back upper tooth had a root canal, and then it had a temporary something on it, but it was really infected. And I didn't know, but I remember a couple times going, there's kind of a strange taste there. Well, that bacteria had been leaking into my system for probably 2 years. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to bother getting it all fixed. You know, it's not bothering me right now. And it's my back tooth. Like, why go spend a couple $1,000s on getting it all fixed? So I left it. Stupid. And I remember when I saw you, you put my hand, you're like, there's something wrong with your back tooth. And I just went, oh gosh. And there is. And when they pulled that tooth out, oh my God, it was disgusting. And all that bacteria, as well as the food poisonings, as you know, all that bacteria had been going right down to my, you know, into my gut for probably 2 years
Absolutely. It is so powerful. Dental, like chronic dental things that you don't realize. And that then weakens the gut in certain areas. Now you're more susceptible to these other things. So were you having the super flares at the time of the dental? And what happened when you got the tooth pulled after that, just like the breast implants? Like what took place once that came out?
So when I had the tooth pulled, I didn't really notice the difference because, like they say, the bacteria in your gut isn't going to go away. It doesn't just go away on its own. You actually have to start to kill it. But when I first started killing the gut bacteria, that die-off was really second to none. That was the most, like, crazy anxiety, brain fog. It was really hard. And the other thing,
It's killing a community of a biosphere in your body, essentially. And they have a say in how you feel.
They absolutely do. 100%. And I still today have to work on all my biofilms. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the biofilms that were in me to start with. They were shocking. And now it's much less and less, but there's still protocol to getting rid of those too. I mean, it's full on intense. And the other thing probably 4 years ago when I first started having the really bad flare-ups and I'd seen one of my naturopaths, he started detoxing me and giving me stuff to kill what was leftover food bacteria. And that's when I started having digestive issues. I realized looking back that my digestive issues came because my liver got so stagnant from all the die-off. So when I have liver issues, that's when I have digestive issues. Like right now, I don't take any even enzymes to eat anymore. It's unbelievable for how many years I was on it. But anyway, when I first started having digestive issues, they put me on an acid suppressant.
Wow.
So imagine having all this bacteria already in your gut and then going on 60 milligrams of an acid suppressant for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I was riddled with parasites, candida, and bacteria. I had no stomach acid for a year and a half.
Right.
I mean, it was so compounded.
And it's difficult. It's necessary in your system, and it's difficult to make
that
balance.
That's your first line of defense.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And people poo-poo. Interestingly enough, a lot of people have acid reflux once they've had herpes in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And the body keeps trying to get rid of more things that have come into the system is what I've seen over time.
Interesting.
And so the acid reflux is sort of a reflex response sometimes in different people. But
right.
In your case, you had all these symptoms going on. You cleared up one by one the things in your body. And how do you feel right now?
I would probably say, like, it might not sound great, but coming from where I was, I'd probably say I'm a solid 75% better, which is huge. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, so, excellent. You know, we're going to follow along.
Yeah, I'm living life. I'm having fun.
That's so, so important. So you've been entered into this, and we're going to follow you along. In the new year, we're going to have you back on so we can see what your blood work says after having applied the scalar technology, because technically the blood work should show that the actual pathogen, the virus, is gone, and there is either significantly less or none at all. And the symptomology may still be there as your body heals, but we want to see what actually happens. So I want to thank you for coming on and being with us today and having the courage to share your story so candidly as you have. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And we'll have you back in the new year, and we will follow along. And really, you're helping so many people by being courageous and sharing this. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, Courtney.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So, all right, everybody, you're listening to Making Life Brighter. If you'd like to stay tuned, you can go and find all the archives on the radio page at makinglifebrighter.com. You can email me directly at mlb@makinglifebrighter.com. And if you know someone that's suffering and wants to enter into this study, have them contact me directly. And we'll see you next week. Go jolly, everybody. Thank you.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Can you truly expand your possibilities beyond what your normal capabilities are? It's very possible when you can know more, do more, and be more. Tune in each week to Shift Happens with host Karin Wiery and co-hosts Ida Serena Lee and Jessica Durrell. The world is waiting for you to show off your unique gifts. It starts with healing yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Once the scars of our past are gone, we can truly begin to shine. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sometimes it just seems that nobody understands. There's one individual who can help. If you're living with somebody who faces challenges such as autism, Asperger's, or other exceptional needs, you'll want to tune into Solutions and Strategies with Dr. Sean. Living the Challenge. Together, we'll uncover a variety of solutions to the challenges faced by individuals, their families, and teachers. Listen live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and that was Bernard and Matthias. And I want to say thank you for them coming. We lost our signal, so we'll catch up with them again later. But we are following along, and we are looking at how Tom Palladino's amazing scalar technology is helping people all around the world. And we just heard Bernard tell his story of having HIV and having it completely gone out of his system after applying this, and he had terrific migraines and fevers and many other things, and now those things are all gone. And so I'd like to introduce my next guest, and her name is Courtney. Welcome, Courtney.
Hi, Winifred. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
I wanted to share with people your incredible story of courage through having had the herpes virus or viruses in your system and what that's been like for you, because we're going to be following along your story of healing and using and applying the scalar technology to your system. So first off, let's share with people what happened to you and the degree to which you've suffered with herpes. Talk to us about what actually took place in your system.
Wow. I mean, where to even start?
How long have you had the herpes virus in your system that you know of before you had tremendous symptoms? How long did you know you had it in your system?
Probably for I've probably had it for 14 years.
But it was never as bad as it was more recently. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So I had contracted type 2 simplex. But from the time, looking back, from the time that I did get that, I think it activated many of the other herpes viruses in my body at the same time.
That may have been latent in a sense, right?
Exactly, so, exactly. Because, you know, many people get all sorts of viruses from the time they're young. They get the chickenpox, they get the measles, they get all sorts of things, cytomegaly virus, and then they kind of go dormant. But looking back, when I first got the type 2, all the symptoms that I started getting, I had many activated in my symptom or in my system. So I would have, when I first got that, tingles all down the side of my face. It would go like freezing cold. That's in my face. I would have, you know, tinglies in my back, tinglies down my legs, blisters on the bottom of my feet. And as things got worse, and I had it over the years, especially at the time, I didn't really know much about it. I would just kind of stay on a suppressive therapy and try to deal with it that way. I would stay on, you know, 800 milligrams of acyclovir. But eventually that became a point where it wasn't enough. And I would have a hard time standing on my legs. And I would go through every couple years having like extreme kind of flare-ups like that, where I'd kind of go see a naturopath and then kind of get knocked down again. And then I could kind of continue on with my 800 milligrams of acyclovir. But yeah, the symptoms were crazy. I had a hard time walking upstairs at a certain point. I couldn't stand on my legs to brush my teeth at times because they were so weak. Like the nerves in my spine and my lower back were so bad. I remember like leaning on the bathroom counter, trying to brush my teeth, just, you know what I mean? Because the viruses were just so at such a heightened time in my body. And so cut to a few years ago when things really just got bad. It was after a couple food poisonings I'd have.
Interesting that would trigger it, right? That would
kind
of send it over the edge.
But yeah. And that's when I started having gut issues. Mm-hmm. I started having all these food intolerances and food allergies, and they traced it back to the food poisonings and hence all the gut bacteria that I had. But that's when it was just out of control. I remember going to a doctor and he was like, this is before I had blood tests done. So this is a naturopath that I went to. And he had said, you have so many viruses in your body, how you don't have multiple sclerosis, you know, diagnosis and in a wheelchair at this point is beyond me. Well, I went to get my blood done after he told me that. And oh my God, I was astounded by all the viruses I had, and to like the nth degree. So I had HHV, I had cytomegalovirus, I had zoster, I had simplex, I had parvovirus. I mean, dogs get parvovirus, you
That's
know?
Right.
It was crazy. And so every time I would eat something, it would flare up my whole spine. Again, I was starting to have problems with my legs. I would get this thing where it would like wrap around my whole waistband. I would feel at times that my brain got stunned. It would like get tingly so far up my spine so quickly that my brain would like freeze almost. Mm-hmm. It was hard to explain to people. I mean, the symptoms were just, it was nonstop. Just consistently all the time. And it becomes really depressing at that point because you're chasing symptoms. You don't understand what's going on. And for me, it was really food-based, it seemed, because my guts got so out of whack.
Yeah. You're being a bit tortured all day long from the inside out.
Oh, all day long. Yes.
And you had no choice in when it might flare up, and you were following symptoms, I know, of what the triggers were, but that can drive you insane because there can be any number of triggers simultaneously.
Yes.
To bring things on, and to what degree it'll bring it on, and where you'll be at that moment, and how you can handle life. So talk about how you did handle life. What did you do during this time frame?
I did see a handful of naturopath doctors. Unfortunately, the conventional doctors at this point were, they were of no help at all. It was like, oh, here, you know, let's give you something to calm your nerves down. And I'm like, oh no, this is, this is not that. These are like active viruses in my body all day long. So I went the naturopath road, and every doctor I saw kind of gave me like, oh, well, you know, you've got candida. Oh, you're heavy in mold. Oh, you're heavy in this. And it was so overwhelming. But come to find out, I had all of it. Like, I had it all. So I slowly had to go through and like detox and tackle like one thing at a time. And I had bacteria and SIBO. I mean, I was, when you go and get a SIBO test done, you blow into a little breath thing, and anything over 12, you have methane SIBO. I was blowing at 100. So it
was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was everything. And I had to slowly tackle the mold, the candida, the bacteria, and the viruses. And I was trying to eat for everything. Like, so there's a different candida diet. There's a different SIBO diet. There's a different. So I slowly had to go at it, like little bit by little bit. And eventually, and also as I tackle each one, my viruses would flare up more, because when you tackle certain things, the inflammation also flares up in your body.
Right.
So,
and there's a pushback by the bugs themselves.
Absolutely.
So you get die off, and you get also a flare of no, no, no.
The brain fog I had at some points were so bad. I remember, and every once in a while I do it, because yes, I have a sweet tooth, and when you're killing bugs, they want it to. So a long story short, I remember a couple times eating pancakes and being completely confused. After, I didn't know where I was.
It was not living at you, but that's a funny experience to have with pancakes. But the truth is, it's that subtle and it's that overt, all in one, right?
Yes, right. It sounds crazy, but I would literally just my brain would just get stunned, and it was overwhelming, and my liver got overwhelmed. I started getting chemical sensitivities. I'm a girly girl. I couldn't get my nails done anymore because my whole spine would flare up. Again, my liver wouldn't filter out any more toxins. There was just so much toxins from virus, this virus and that bacteria. And it was just, it wouldn't filter anymore. So.
And what did you do at that point?
God, I pretty much just resorted to my apartment for a while, to be honest with you. I didn't put makeup on. I didn't do anything. I started eating insanely clean foods I've always been healthy, but this is another level of healthy. I actually remember reading one time a girl who had had chemical sensitivities, and they were saying, oh, you know, you need to start skin brushing. I thought, oh my God, if I ever get to skin brushing, I've really just gone off the deep end. Well, the next thing you know, I'm skin brushing. You know what I mean? Like, I bought an infrared sauna. I'd be sitting in my apartment just in this infrared sauna with my head poking out the top. You know, like, I had to do everything. Everything that you could imagine, it was gone wrong. It went wrong in my body. It was just misfiring every which way. So.
And how did you mentally make it through that?
Day at a time. Actually, that's a lie. Sometimes it was an hour at a time. I meditated. I talked to a handful of people that I always say my team up above. That was, several times a day, but it really was, it took over my life for a while. I had to literally put Humpty Dumpty back together again, one piece at a time.
And what have you learned in this process so far?
Ooh, my will to live.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That was because there were times I didn't know I was going to make it, because trying to function was just such, it seemed impossible at times, but I knew that it wasn't my time. So that wasn't an option. And I just had to, like I said, it was an hour at a time.
Did your weight fluctuate during this time?
Oh God. Yeah. So my adult weight has always been around 120, 120, 122. And at the peak of this, I went down to 99 pounds. I mean, if you, I have a photo of that. It's shocking.
Yeah.
I had to get, I also had breast implants for 20 years plus. And that was something else that my body was fighting from the minute that they were in, you know, put in me, which you didn't realize. I just a little side note here for implants. Anybody who gets them in, like if you have a healthy immune system, you pretty much can say that you're going to lose 25% of your immune system because your body will immediately start going to fight the foreign object. And if you're healthy, a lot of people will never notice it. But if there's other things going on, oh my God, I tell you, the second I got those implants out, they came out perfectly intact. They were not moldy. They were not anything. But my body stopped fighting that foreign object. And I immediately got used to my legs back. Like
amazing.
That night. It was unbelievable.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More with Courtney. And you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. We've got much more.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Can you truly expand your possibilities beyond what your normal capabilities are? It's very possible when you can know more, do more, and be more. Tune in each week to Shift Happens with host Karin Weary and co-hosts Ida Serena Lee and Jessica Durrell. The world is waiting for you to show off your unique gifts. It starts with healing yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Once the scars of our past are gone, we can truly begin to shine. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Sometimes it just seems that nobody understands. There's one individual who can help. If you're living with somebody who faces challenges such as autism, Asperger's, or other exceptional needs, you'll want to tune into Solutions and Strategies with Dr. Sean, Living the Challenge. Together, we'll uncover a variety of solutions to the challenges faced by individuals, their families, and teachers. Listen live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, Exploring the World of Nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm here with Courtney today. And we are showcasing the study I'm doing with Tom Palladino. And Tom Palladino is the scientist that's using scalar technology. And his divine mission, really, is to help eradicate virus on Earth. And God bless him. If he succeeds in this in the next few years, it's really as simple as taking a photo and applying the light technology to the photo of the individual, which transfers and breaks up the viruses and the pathogens in the body. So we're doing this series to prove that and showcase these case histories and how that may actually be working for people. So we've been speaking with Bernard, who had HIV, and he no longer has it by blood test. We're now speaking with Courtney, and Courtney was sharing her incredible story of how the herpes virus and other viruses mounted upon her. And when we went to break, she was talking about taking her implants out and how her immune system had been so gravely affected by them. So this show isn't necessarily about implants or not, but it's about the immune system and how the immune system is compromised over time by different things. So Courtney, when you got the implants out and you realized your energy came back, did it sustain after that? Did you have a real leg up ongoing?
Oh my God, absolutely, hands down. I mean, even the color of my face came back. And it was one of those things too that happened so quickly. I thought, oh, did this really just happen? But it, yeah. I mean, I never had an issue with my legs again after that. That was amazing.
That is amazing. Utterly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you had some dental things in there too.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit, because people don't realize the degree to which dental can affect a system, and it is so powerful.
So, yes, I had, and this is funny because I was working with you at this time, and I hadn't mentioned it, and my back upper tooth had a root canal, and then it had a temporary something on it, but it was really infected, and I didn't know, but I remember a couple times going, there's kind of a strange taste there. Well, that bacteria had been leaking into my system for probably 2 years. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to bother getting it all fixed. You know, it's not bothering me right now. And it's my back tooth. Like, why go spend a couple thousand dollars on getting it all fixed? So I left it. Stupid. And I remember when I saw you, you put my hand, you're like, there's something wrong with your back tooth. And I just went, oh gosh. And there is. And when they pulled that tooth out, oh my God, it was disgusting. And all that bacteria, as well as the food poisonings, as you know, all that bacteria had been going right down to my, you know, into my gut for probably 2 years.
Absolutely. It is so powerful. Dental, like chronic dental things that you don't realize. And that then weakens the gut in certain areas. Now you're more susceptible to these other things. So Were you having the super flares at the time of the dental? And what happened when you got the tooth pulled after that, just like the breast implants? Like what took place once that came out?
So when I had the tooth pulled, I didn't really notice the difference because, like they say, the bacteria in your gut isn't going to go away. It doesn't just go away, it's on its own. You actually have to start to kill it. But when I first started killing the gut bacteria, yeah, that die-off was really second to none. That was the most, like, crazy anxiety, brain fog. It was really hard. And the other thing,
Community. It's killing a community of a biosphere in your body, essentially. And they have a say in how you feel.
They absolutely do, 100%. And I still today have to work on all my biofilms. I couldn't believe the biofilms that were in me to start with. They were shocking. And now it's much less and less, but there's still protocol to getting rid of those too. I mean, it's full on intense. And the other thing probably 4 years ago when I first started having the really bad flare-ups and I'd seen one of my naturopaths, he started detoxing me and giving me stuff to kill what was leftover food bacteria. And that's when I started having digestive issues. I realized looking back that my digestive issues came because my liver got so stagnant from all the die-off. So when I have liver issues, that's when I have digestive issues. Like right now, I don't take any even enzymes to eat anymore. It's unbelievable for how many years I was on it. But anyway, when I first started having digestive issues, they put me on an acid suppressant.
Wow.
So imagine having all this bacteria already in your gut and then going on 60 milligrams of an acid suppressant for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I was riddled with parasites, candida, and bacteria. I had no stomach acid for a year and a half.
Right.
I mean, it was so compounded.
And it's difficult. It's necessary in your system, and it's difficult to make
that
balance come back.
That's your first line of defense.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And people poo-poo. Well, interestingly enough, a lot of people have acid reflux once they've had herpes in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And the body keeps trying to get rid of more things that have come into the system, is what I've seen over time.
Interesting.
And so the acid reflux is sort of a reflex response sometimes in different people. But
right.
In your case, you had all these symptoms going on. You cleared up one by one the things in your body. And how do you feel right now?
I would probably say, like, it might not sound great, but coming from where I was, I'd probably say I'm a solid 75% better, which is huge. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Right. Well, so, excellent. You know, we're going to follow
along.
Yeah,
I'm living life. I'm having fun. Yeah.
That's so, so important. So mm-hmm. you've been entered into this, and we're going to follow you along. In the new year, we're going to have you back on so we can see what your blood work says after having applied the scalar technology, because technically, the blood work should show that the actual pathogen, the virus, is gone. And there is either significantly less or none at all. And the symptomology may still be there as your body heals, but we want to see what actually happens. So I want to thank you for coming on and being with us today and having the courage to share your story so candidly as you have. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And we'll have you back in the new year, and we will follow along. And really, you're helping so many people by being courageous and sharing this. Thank you for doing that. Thank you, Courtney.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So, all right, everybody, you're listening to Making Life Brighter. If you'd like to stay tuned, you can go and find all the archives on the radio page at makinglifebrighter.com. You can email me directly at mlb@makinglifebrighter.com. And if you know someone that's suffering and wants to enter into this study, have them contact me directly. And we'll see you next week. Go jolly, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!